Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.
Find today's episode and previous editions of the Chad Olson Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsonShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsonShow.com. Log on now. The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
It looks like BLM, Black Lives Matter, is just the latest far-left radical group to wage a war on the American flag. They have a Utah chapter. They spent the 4th of July trashing the U.S. flag, condemning those who display it, and even declaring it a symbol of hatred.
The Chad Olson Show.
Well, and as I've been relating to you, dear listener, during the entirety of this week, right here in one of the reddest states that you're going to find on the United States map, South Dakota, in Rapid City, the most populous city in western South Dakota, just a few miles from Mount Rushmore, the shrine of democracy, we have this these concurrent events that happened leading up to the 4th of July celebration with an op-ed in the local newspaper of record, the Rapid City Journal, basically extolling the virtues of Marxism as a misunderstood and undervalued economic idea. So you think about an apology letter to Karl Marx that was published in the Rapid City newspaper just the Friday before the 4th of July weekend. And then on the 4th of July, we have people who are basically South Dakota's version of BLM, the NDN Collective, NDN signifying Indian, climbing up to the top of the local grain mill in downtown Rapid City, unfurling a flag demanding what would amount to the largest case of civil asset forfeiture in the history of the United States. They lost the war, but they're expecting now that they're going to be given the Black Hills in South Dakota back, and that all of the indigenous peoples and their home territories are going to be returned, well, at least to the tribes who held them last. That's to say nothing of the Arikara, the Crow, the Hidatsa, the mound builder civilization that predated all of those, and the fact that they all extend from the Athabascan Mongol allele in a DNA standpoint that crossed over the Bering Strait, the Mongolians, the Chinese, essentially, that crossed over the Bering Land Strait some 10 or 15,000 years ago. But don't you know, it's the person who had the land last who is not a white person that is rightfully deserving of having their land returned to them. This is the kind of idiocy. And then you have on the Trump side, you have everybody believing that Donald Trump's going to be back in office. The question is, after we have absolutely definitively proven that the election was stolen, name for me the moral arbiter. Name for me the institution that is going to have the moral courage to overturn the 2020 election, or at least to lay consequence to those who committed the fraud and the treason and put together the operation to steal that election. It's a rhetorical question. There is no institution capable of overturning the 2020 election. If you believe that that's going to happen, I'm very sorry to inform you. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.